Today's daf is Menachos Daf Mem Zayin. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Henry Orlinsky, Lizeh Nishmas, Yechiel Michel, Ben Chaim, Sher Zalman Halevi, Zichron Lebrach, and Milton Kramer, the Nisham Shev Nali, and we thank Henry very much again for the sponsorship. We are holding on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. We are at Rav Yosef Amar, about 8 lines before the end of the page, maybe a little more, 10 lines before the end of the page. First one line is Mincha Chadosh Ala Hashem, and what we're in the middle of discussing, what we're going to start with today, is we had mentioned yesterday that according to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, that the Shtei Alechem is able to be brought even without the Kivsei Atzeres. If you only have Lechem and you don't have the Kivsei Atzeres, you could bring the Shtei Alechem on its own. So the Gemara had said, yes, but you cannot eat it. You have to wait till Ibur Tzuri, you wait till the next day, and then you burn it. So the Gemara was struggling. Why wait till the next day? If it's supposed to be eaten, eat it. If it's supposed to be burnt, burn it. Why would you wait till the next day and then burn it? So we were trying to figure out what's the Din D'Oraisa and what's Midrabanan over here. Midrabanan is it's supposed to be eaten and Midrabanan makes there not to. Midrabanan should be burnt right away and Midrabanan we say wait till you burn it. So we had one approach yesterday. We're going to have two more approaches today as far as what the basis of that Shita is. Then the Gemara is going to discuss at what point the Shtei Alechem, the actual loaves of bread, gain Kedushas HaGuf. Meaning what has to happen to the Zevach, to the Kivsei Atzeres, in order for the Shtei Alechem to have Kedush Saguf. Is it that as soon as the Shchita of the Kivsei Atzeres happens, the Shtei Alechem gets Kedush Saguf? Or is it only after the Zrika happens that it gets Kedush Saguf? Now the Gemara is going to comment that according to Rebbe, if you shecht the Kivsei Atzeres Lishma and you zorik the Dam Shalol Lishma, then the Shtei Alechem becomes Kadosh ve'eno kadosh. So we're going to have to define exactly what that means. We're going to have two explanations. Abaye and Rava, what it means that it's kadosh ve'eno kadosh. In what sense is it kadosh? In what sense is it eino kadosh? Then on the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara is going to discuss if the shchita was lishma and the zrika was shalol lishma, can you still eat the shtei alechem? And we're going to explain that l'chora, according to the Tanaim that we already know of, you're definitely not allowed to eat the shtei alechem. So there must be a third Tana within whose shita we're raising that suffix. And then in Amud Beis, we're going to have a discussion. What if the bread is yotzei between the leaves, the azara between the shchita and the zrika, and then you do a zrika with the machshava of chutzlas mano? Does the bread become pigle? Or do we say, no, it's yotzei, it was already yotzei, so it's not going to become pigle anymore? And then the last discussion of the daf at the end is if the shtei alechem gets lost after the shchita, do we allow doing a zrika l'shem shlamim to be matir the basar and just eat it like a regular carbon shlamim instead of eating it like the kivsei atzeres? So because you don't have the lechem anymore, so now can you just turn it into a carbon shlamim? So let's begin again. Mem vav amud beis, about 8-10 lines before the end of the page. Rav Yosef Amar. So again, we're trying to explain according to Shitas Rabbi Akiva that you can bring the lechem without the kivsei atzeres. So we said yes, but you cannot eat the lechem, you have to wait for Ibur Tzura and then you burn it the next day. So what's the explanation of that? So we had one explanation of Rabbah yesterday. Now we're up to Rav Yosef Amar Liolam the Strefa Asyan. Really it should be burnt right away. V'hainu time into the Sarfina, and the reason we don't burn it right away is L'fi Shein Sarfin Kachim B'Yom Tov, is that we're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yom Tov. Amar Le'abayim Midami. Now how can you compare this to the general din that we're not allowed to be Sarif Kachim on Yom Tov? Hasam Lav Mitzvasan B'Kachim. Normally, when we talk about burning kachim, why would we ever burn kachim? It's because some sort of psul happened. So we're not talking about a case where you're doing it right. So that's what we say when you're burning because of a psul. So you don't burn kachim on Yom Tov. Hachad mitzvasan bekach l'srafinu. But over here, this is what's supposed to be done. If you don't have kiftei atzeres, you only have the lechem, and you're bringing the lechem like you're supposed to. So burn it. So midadava parvisar shel yom kippurim, just like the parvisar. So you burn it on Yantif. Ella Am Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says, no, here's why you don't. We're afraid we might be jumping the gun. We don't have kivsei atzeres. We only have the lechem. But okay, so we can't eat it. The halacha is to burn it. So we're going to burn it, and then two sheep are going to walk in, and we're going to have kivsei atzeres. And we already burnt the lechem. So that's what we're afraid, that the kivsei atzeres may show up still. So Amrei Abaye, Tenach Kol Zman HaKravasam. That we're work so long as you're still allowed to be makriv kivsei atzeres. I understand why you don't want to bring the shtei alechem until you're sure that you're not going to be able to bring kivsei atzeres this year. But lebasar achil l'shrafinu. But as soon as you can no longer be makriv kivsei atzeres anyway, you should burn it. Why wait till the next day? Burn it right then. Burn it that night. So says Gemara, ma'itu uver tzurasunami diktani tzuras hakravasam. It's exactly what we mean. That you don't wait till the next day. You burn it that night once you're absolutely certain that there's not going to be kivsei atzeres. Now, what is that point where even if kivsei atzeres, if we were to somehow come into kivsei atzeres, we would not be able to be makriv of them anymore? So Rashi writes, Zman akravasan ad tamid shel ben arba'im, that the last carbon that we bring each day is the tamid shel ben arba'im. This is the aseda hashlama, Allah hashlem kol karbonos kulam. The last carbon every day, just like the first carbon every day is tamid shel shachar, last carbon every day is tamid shel ben arba'im. All other karbonos are sandwiched between those two karbonos. So once the tamid shel ben arba'im has been brought, now we know the kivsei atzeres are not going to be brought anymore. Tosfos says that's not exactly correct. He says it's true, we do have such a thing called the aseda hashlama, but we also have a notion of another assay coming and being doche the assay da shlama, meaning if you have a mitzvah to do that you haven't yet done, like kivsei atzeres, the assay of kivsei atzeres would be doche the assay da shlama. So even if you already brought the tamid shel ben arba'im, if the sheep walk in and you have the ability to do kivsei atzeres, that would beat out the assay da shlama. So it says, tells us the kachnir lefarish ad alayla. It must mean that we're talking about nighttime, that it's already nighttime. So now it's already too late for the kivsei atzeres. Shavuos is over, so we can't bring the kivsei atzeres anymore. So what do? So we do that's when we're soreif the lechem. That's how Tosfos understands. Okay, now four lines from the bottom of the page. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, you know why it is? We wait for Ibra Tzura before we burn the lechem. La achila asyan. Really, you're supposed to be able to eat the lechem when it's brought on its own. You know why we don't? Gzeri Mishum Darabba, for the very same reason that Rabba said yesterday, that when you have only lechem and you don't have kivsei atzeres, the din d'oraisa is that you eat the lechem. But when you have lechem and kvasim, din d'oraisa is that you're not allowed to eat the lechem without the kivsei atzeres. So next year what's going to happen is we're going to have lechem and kivsei atzeres, and people are going to say, oh, last year we ate the lechem without the kvasim, and they'll think they could do the same thing again this year. But v'lav mitameh, but as far as why it is that you're allowed to eat them, even when they're brought on their own, it's not based on the same source as what Rabbah had suggested. Ela mikra, we have a different pasuk. V'amar Rava mina aminullah. So Rava says, yeah, where do I know this din, that you're allowed to eat the lechem when it's brought separate without the kivsei atzeres? That apparently we link the lechem of the kivsei atzeres, the shtei lechem, to bikurim. So what does that hekesh teach us? Ma bikurim b'fnei atzman, af shtei lechem b'fnei atzman. Just like bikurim can be brought independently on their own, shtei lechem can be brought without kivsei atzeres. They can be brought on their own. And we take that just a step further and say, yeah, and just like bikurim, when they're brought on their own, they are la'achila, they are meant to be eaten, so to shtei alechem is la'achila. It is really on a d'oraisa level, it's supposed to be eaten when it's brought on its own. The only reason we require ibra tzura, like we said, is because of a mistake that people will think next year, even when they have kivsei atzeres, that they're allowed to eat the shtei alechem without the kivsei atzeres. Period. So that's the end of that discussion. Now we're going to have a machlokas tanaim. What do you have to do to the kivsei atzeres in order to be mekadesh the shtei alechem? The shtei alechem are not like other karbonos mincha, where they become kadosh with kedush saguf simply by putting it into a kli shares. We're going to see that later on. Something has to be done with the kvasim, with the animals that accompany the shtei alechem, in order for the shtei alechem to gain kedush saguf. So Tan Rabban, we have a braisa. Kivsei atzeres. You have the kivsei atzeres on Shavuos that come together with the shtei alechem. Ein mekadshin es alechem el b'shchita. The lechem gains kedush saguf when you shecht the kivsei atzeres. So it's at the shas shchita, not at the shas tnufa before the shchita, only at the shas shchita. Ketzad. So how does this play out? Shechatan l'shman. If you shecht it l'shma, v'zarak daman l'shman, and you do the zrika Hanukkah of the Kivsei Atzeres Lishma Kadosh HaLechem. So the Lechem becomes Kadosh with Kedush Saguf, and the Kohanim are then allowed to eat it. Shechaton Shelo Lishman, if you did the Shechita of the Kivsei Atzeres Shelo Lishma, Vizarak Daman Shelo Lishman, and you resorate the Dam also, Shelo Lishma, Lo Kidesh HaLechem. The Lechem does not have Kedush Saguf, and it remains with simply the Kedusha of the Trumas HaLishcha, because the Shtei HaLechem is purchased using the money of the Trumas HaLishcha. That's a Mishnah in the fourth parak of Masechta Shkalim. So if the Lechem does not gain this new status of Kedusha Saguf, it retains its old Kedusha, which is the Kedusha of Trumas HaLishcha. So it's Aser B'Achil L'Kohanim, because they don't have the right to just use Trumas HaLishcha for whatever they want to use it for. So it still retains its old status. Shchata L'Shman V'Zarek Tam and Shalol L'Shman. What if you did the Shchita L'Shma, but you did the Zrika Shalol L'Shma? So then the halacha is Halechem Kadosh Ve'eno Kadosh. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says the halacha is somewhere in between. It's Kadosh Ve'eno Kadosh. So the Gemara is going to have to explain, what does that mean? Is it Kadosh or is it Eino Kadosh? What does it mean? It's partially Kadosh. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Li'olam Eino Kadosh Ad Sheishchot L'Shman V'Yizrok Dam L'Shman. That it's really not going to have any Kedush Saguf at all with just the Shechita. You need both the Shechita and the Zrika L'Shma in order for it to have Kedush Saguf. Now, if you look at the top Tosos says, Tema, Lamali Zrika. Why do I need a Zrika in order for it to have Kedush Saguf? That typically speaking, something that's only the Zrika, it's Ki'ilu, the Zrika was already done. So why do I need an actual Zrika Lishma in order for the Shtei HaLechem to have Kedush Saguf? Once you did the Shechita, it's only the Zrika, and that should be good enough. Says Tosfos Tirus Rivah, Zrika Shelo Lishma, Gria Minishpach Dam. If the Dam would have disappeared before we ever had a chance to do a Zrika, you're right, the Shtei HaLechem would have full Kedush Saguf, because that dam was omed the Zrika, but it was worse over here. It's not that the dam disappeared. You did a Zrika, and you did it Shelo Lishma. Doing a Zrika, Shelo Lishma, doing it wrong is worse than not doing it at all. If you didn't do a Zrika at all, then that would be considered a Zrika. If you did not do the Zrika at all, then we would say Kolam Elizro Kazarik Dami, and we would say that it actually has the full Kedusha. In a Tshuva, in Rav Nassim Gestetner, in Tshuvas Lahoras Nassan, Chel Kir Aleph, in Simen Ayin Vav, he relates this Tosos to Halacha in Hilchos Lula. How in the world do you relate this to Halacha and Hilchos Lulav? So just a little creativity. The Torah writes that the Halacha is Mikra Din Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged. You don't need to bind the Lulav. But Mishum Hidr Mitzvah, we paskin, like the Gemara says in Masech Sukkah, that we bind the Lulav. But since there's no obligation to bind the Lulav, if you are ogeid with another min, meaning not with Lulav leaves like we tend to do, but with another min, it's not going to be a problem of a chatzitza, even though the kesher is made from some other min, it's a rubber band or something like that, that's mafsik between your hand and the lulav, that's not going to be a problem because it's just made there to make it nicer, so it's not going to be a kolana oso eno chotzitz. Anything that's there just to create a nicer look is not going to be a chatzitza. So Beis Yosef quotes from the Aguda that anything that's chotzitz between the lulav and your hand, that's not a min of the lulav, is going to be a problem. And he says, and therefore, those who wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed take remove their tefillin from their hands before they take their lulav in their hand. And he says, and the Aguda writes, and women have a minhag to remove their rings b'shas netilas lulav. But he says, min hadin, it's not really necessary, because min hadin, really only if you wrap your hands in a foreign substance can you not take lulav. But something that just happens to be a little bit on your hand, but just a part of it, is not going to be considered a chatzitza. And the Rama quotes this halacha. So the Bach disagrees with the Aguda, and he says, you know, buy an eged, it's not chotzitz, because it's there, lina oso, to make it nicer. So you see that if the eged was not lina oso, it would have been chotzitz, even though it doesn't cover the entire lulav. So you see that in order to have a chatzitza, it doesn't have to be something that covers the entire lulav. Even a partial chatzitza, l'chora, would be a chatzitza. It's just a separate din, that called lina oso, that which binds the lulav is lina oso, makes it nicer. But a ring should shouldn't be a problem, says the Bach, because that's not lina oso of the lulav, and it's a partial chatzitza. So that's what Nassim Gestetner says. I don't understand the Bach's problem. He says, why would it be a chatzitza? Let's say I held my lulav with just two fingers, right? I didn't hold it with my entire hand. Would I be yotzei? Absolutely, I'm yotzei, right? That's an absolute lekicha. So why would it be worse if I hold it with my whole hand and on part of the hand I have a ring? It doesn't make any sense. It would be worse. Says Rav Nassim Gestetner, sure it would be worse. Tosos Menachos Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, because Tosos says sometimes better not to do something at all than to do it in a way that's wrong. So if you're going to hold it with two fingers, that's fine. So you're not holding it with the part of your hand that has the ring on it. But if you're going to hold it with your entire hand and part of your hand has a ring on it or has tefillin on it or has something else, that in fact is going to be a chatzitza. That's our sukkah's connection for the day. Okay, so now back to our topic. So the Gemara explains the basis for all the shittos in Tanaim over here. So my taima de Rebbe. Why does Rebbe hold that the shchita of the kivsei atzeres is what's mekadish the lechem? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says v'eshael yaseh zevach shlom l'Hashem al salamatos. By the nazir, it says that the memra de shchita mekadisha, that the shchita of the ayil is mekadish the salamatos. So we say, okay, so over here also we have a carbon that has an animal part to it and a bread part to it. So just like by the nazir, the shchita of the animals was mekadesh the bread, over here also the shchita of the animals of the kivsei ateres is what's mekadesh the shtei alechem. Says more of Reb Lezer Reb Shimon ya'aseh achi yaseh kol es Yosef, that Reb Lezer Reb Shimon would say no, the pasuk says ves ha'il ya'aseh, that no, when does the salamatos become kadosh? Only when you do all of the asios of the ayil, not just the shchita, the zrika as well. Okay, so for Rabbi Nami Oksiv Yaaseh, what's Rabbi going to do with the word Yaaseh? He'll tell you Iksiv Zevach Yaaseh. If the pasuk would have said Zevach Yaaseh, that would imply that you need a zvicha plus an asiya on top of the zvicha in order to be mekadesh the shtei alechem, the ayil, the salamatzos. Kedikamrit, then you'd be correct. But the way we have it is the word Yaaseh comes before the word Zevach. So, in what way do you fulfill this Asiya? Do you make the Salamatos Kadosh? Simply with Zvicha. The Shchit of the animals, Mekadesh, the Lechem, so by us as well, by the Shtei Lechem as well. Simply the Zvicha of the Kivsei Atzeres is what's Mekadesh, the Shtei Lechem. Rabbi Shimon, Haksiv, Zevach. What's Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon going to do with the word Zevach? Doesn't Zevach imply that the Shechita alone is going to be Mekadesh? No, me by Leilich Rabbi Yochanan. He'll use the pasuk to teach us the Shechita of Rabbi Yochanan. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Modim Shtar Shei Lechem B'Sha Shechita. That both Rabbi and Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon would agree that you need the Lechem to be there at the Sha Shechita. If you didn't have the Lechem at the Sha Shechita, even if it was there at the Sha Zrika, it's not going to become Kadosh. Even Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon holds that the Zrika is what's Mekadesh, but it has to have been there at the Shas Shechita as well. So Shechita is important in the sense that the Lechem had to have existed at the Shas Shechita, but the Shechita is not going to be Mekadesh the Lechem. That's what Rav Lezer Rav Shimon would say. So my Kadosh Vein Kadosh. Okay, so now going back to this brisa that we started the daf with, where Rebbe had said, oh, if you do the Shechita Lishma, but then the Zrika Shalom Lishma, your Lechem, your Shtei Lechem is Kadosh Vein Kadosh. One, the world does that mean that it's kadosh ve'eno kadosh? Two opinions. Abayomer kadosh ve'eno gamur. It's not a complete kedusha. It's not a kedusha gemura. Rava amar kadosh ve'eno nitar. It is a kedusha gemura. It has full kedusha saguf. It's just that kohanim are not allowed to eat it. But it has absolute kedusha saguf. So my benayim, what's the nafkamina between Abaye and Rava? If Abaye holds it doesn't have full kedusha, Rava certainly agrees that, and Rava says that it can't be eaten by Kohanim, so Abai would agree it also can't be eaten by Kohanim, because if it doesn't have full Kedusha, what happens to Shtei Alechem? Doesn't have full Kedusha, doesn't gain this Kedusha Saguf. It reverts back to what it was before. What was it before? Something that was purchased with the Trumas HaLishcha. And anything purchased with the Trumas HaLishcha, Kohanim aren't allowed to enjoy. So either way, Kohanim are not going to be allowed to enjoy this. Whether it didn't have the full Kedush Saguf, and therefore it still has only Kedush Trumas HaLishcha, Kohanim are not allowed to enjoy it. Or whether you say like Rava, who just says explicitly, Eino Nitar, Kohanim are not allowed to enjoy it. Either way, Kohanim are not allowed to have it. So what's the nafkamina between Abaye and Rava? Says Gemara, ika benayu lemitvas pidyono. If the lechem, the kedusha of the lechem is going to transfer over to that which you try to be poded with. Let's say you try to redeem it for money. Does that money take on that kedusha of the lechem? So le abaye, according to abaye, that the lechem doesn't have full kedusha saguf lo tafas pidyono. The kedusha isn't strong enough to transfer over to the pidyon that the money should now have the same kedusha. Rather, all the pidyon is going to have is the kedusha of truma salishcha. And what do you do with something that has kedusha of truma salishcha? You buy carbonos tzibur, any carbon tzibur, but there's no specific kedusha on this money now, because even the shtei alechem itself never had this specific kedusha, never had full kedusha saguf. But the Rava, according to Rava, that it had full kedusha saguf as shtei alechem, well then tafis pidyono. When you exchange it for money, that money is also going to have the full kedusha of shtei alechem. Says Mar Bishlam of the Rava. So now I understand very well, according to Rava, the lechem has the full Kedusha Saguf, that Rebbe understands that when you are Shochet Lishma, Zorik Shalol Lishma, the Lechem has full Kedusha Saguf. Hainudika ben Rebbe, the Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon. That's the machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon. That according to Rebbe, if you were Shochet Lishma and Zorik Shalol Lishma, the Lechem has full Kedusha. It's just that you're not allowed to eat it, and it's Yotze L'chulin when you redeem it, and when you redeem it for money, that money will take on that Kedusha. Whereas Rabbi Lazar B'Shimon would say that the lechem is not kadosh, it doesn't have full kadosh saguf, and therefore when you redeem it, it doesn't go l'chulin, and when you redeem it, the money that you redeem it on does not take on that full kadosh saguf, because it never had the kadosh saguf. El Abaye, Ma'ika, Ben Rabbi Lazar B'Shimon, but according to Shita of Abaye, that it didn't have full kadosh to begin with, so what's the difference between Rabbi and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon? According to Abaye, even Rebbe would hold that if you shecht the lishma and you zorik dam shalol lishma, the lechem is kadosh, and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon holds that the lechem is eino kadosh, is not going to be mutar b'achila, it's not going to be nifta, you're not going to be able to be poda, the kedusha is not going to transfer. So legabe what halacha does Rebbe hold that the lechem is kadosh? So you could benayu levsule biyotze. The difference between Rebbe and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, the way Abaye understands it, is whether it becomes possible to yotze, that if the lechem leaves the azara after the shechita, according to Rebbe, that the lechem is already kadosh and it already has a partial kedusha saguf through the shechita, even though it doesn't have full kedusha saguf, it's holy enough to become possible to yotze. Whereas according to Rabbi Lazar Shimon, that the lechem doesn't have any kedusha saguf, it only has kedushas truma salishka, so then it's not going to be possible when it's yotze after the shechita. So if you shecht the carbon, and then the lechem leaves, and then you do the Zrikas Adam, according to Rebbe, the Shechita was Mekadishit, the lechem is therefore possible. According to Rabbi Shimon, the Zrika is Mekadishit, and therefore the lechem is going to be kosher. Period. So now the Gemara raises another suffix with regard to the Shtei Lechem when you don't do the Zrikas Adam Lishma. So Bayiminei, Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Kivsei Atzeres, Sheshchat on Lishman. Let's say you have the Kivsei Atzeres with the Shtei Lechem and you shech the Kivsei Atzeres Lishma, Vizarak Dam Shalol Lishma, but you do the Zrika Shalol Lishma. Also, alechem mahu ba'achila. Are you allowed to eat that lechem? Are the Kohanim allowed to eat that lechem? So the Gemara explains who the suffik is according to. Aliba deman. Well, if we're assuming like Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, Ha'amar Zrika Hidimakacha. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon holds it's the Zrika Sadam that's Mekadesh the Lechem. And our case over here is you did the Zrika Shalol Lishma. So the Lechem never became Kadosh. So of course you're not allowed to eat it. And Ialibi the Rebbe, and if you're asking within the Shita of Rebbe that the Shechita is Mekadesh it, yeah, but Rebbe said Kadosh Ve'eno Kadosh. So Bein Labai, Bein LaRava, Kadosh Veinu Nitarhu. Both Abaye and Rava held, whatever Kadosh Veinu Kadosh means, it definitely means you're not allowed to eat it. It either has Kedushas Shumas Halishcha, or it has a full Kedushas Saguf, but you're not allowed to eat it for whatever reason. So you're not allowed to eat it. So no matter how you understand Rebbe, and no matter how you understand Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, there's only one way to understand Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, you're not allowed to eat it. So what exactly is the Shiloh over here? You did the Zrika Shalol Lishma, can you eat it? No, you can't eat it. Of course not. So Ella Aliba Dahai Tana. No, we must be asking according to a third Tana that we're unaware of. Titani Avud Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba. Shtei Alechem Sheyatsu Bein Shchita Lezrika. Let's say the Shtei Alechem left the Azara after the Shchita of the Kivsei Atzeres, but before the Zrika, then the Zarak Dam of Shal Kvasim. Then you did the Zrika of the Dam, Chutz L'Zmanin, with a Machsheves Pigel. Rabbi Lezer Amar, Ein Balechem Mishum Pigel, Rabbi Kiva Amar, Yesh Balechem Mishum Pigel. Machlokas, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva, does the Lechem become Pigel? Rabbi Kiva says, yes, it becomes Pigel, you have Karis if you eat it. The Amar of Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes explains the Brisa, Hani Tanoi, these two Shitos, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva, Ki Rabbi Svirilahu. They all, like Rabbi, Damar Shchita Mekadcha, that as soon as you shecht the Kivsei Atzeres, the Lechem becomes Kadosh, and therefore when the Lechem was Yotzei, it became possible because it was already Kadosh. So if the Lechem left the Azara after Shchita, it was already Kadosh, it now becomes possible. Omir Rabbi Lazar l'tamei, but Rabbi Lazar who holds that the Shtei Alechem will not become Pigel when you do Zrika with a Machshev is Pigel, that's the Shitaso, Damar Ein Zrika Masliotzei, because he holds the Zrika is not going to have an effect on a Karban that was already Yotzei Chutz Azara. That if the Basar Karban leaves the Azara before the Zrika is not going to be considered a Zrika Kshera on that Basar as if it were still inside the Azara. So since a Zrika is not going to work for that which is Yotzei, Azrikas Pigel is not going to be Mefagel that which is Yotzei. But Rabbi Akiva the Tamei, the Mazrika Moelis the Yotzei, but Rabbi Akiva the Shitasav holds that Zrika could be Machshir, Basar that was already Yotzei from the Azara, and therefore Zrikas Pigel could be Mefagel, Basar that was already Yotzei from the Azara. So the Gemara brings the source of this Machlokas, whether Zrika works for Yotzei or not, meaning we're saying that this is all the Shitasav about whether Zrika is Moelis Liotze. Where do we have such a machlokas about Zrika Moelis Liotze? It's not. It's a Mishnah in Maseches Mi'ila. Emure Kachem Kalim Shiyatsu Lifnei Zrika's Damim. If the Emurim of Kachem Kalim go outside of the Azara before the Zrika, Rabbi Lazar Amar Ein Moelin Behem, that even after the Zrika's Adam, they're not subject to the Mi'ila, because the Zrika's Adam did not make it part of, did not work, did not have any effect on it to be Makadishit with Kedush Saguf, to be subject to Mi'ila. And you're not chayev kares if you were mefagel, you did the zrikas adam with the machshav v'chutz zmano v'nosar, and if you eat it after the zman achilas abasar, you're not chayev mishum nosar v'tamei, and if it became you eat it pitumas aguf, also not chayev mishum tamei. Rabbi Kiva omer mol men chayev alei mishum pigel v'nosar v'tamei, and Rabbi Kiva says no, even if it was yotzei, the zrika is still going to have an effect on it. So that is the basis. That is the original source of this machlokas of Lazar and Rikiva, where the Zrika is Moelas Liotze. So now we're going to go back to explain the suffix of Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak. According to Rabbi Akiva, that Zrika is Moel Liotze, and you're Chayev on the Emurim and the Lechem Mishum Pigel if you're Zorik the Dam Chutz L'Zmano. So what happened? The Lechem left the Azara, and you were Zorik the Dam with a Machshava of Chutz L'Zmano. Now that Lechem becomes Pigel. So, my, what would be the din of the lechem if you're zorik the dam shalol l'shma midizrikas pigul kavol lechem bepigul bayotzei kibasar zrika shalol l'shma nami shar yalele lechem odil malachum raminin l'kulalo aminan. Do we assume that since zrikas hadam of the kivsei atzeres with a machsheves pigul is going to cause the lechem to become pigul, even though the zrikas pasul because the lechem was nifsal biyotze, so just like it's going to work, the zrika is going to work for the basar that was not yotze, it works for the lechem that was yotze. So you see, the lechem is considered part of the kvasim, it's part of the zevach, it becomes pasul like it. So therefore, a zrika shalol l'shma, which is a zrika psula, should also be matir the lechem ba'achila, because the lechem is like a portion of the kvasim, and since the kvasim become mutar ba'achila through a zrika shalol all lishma, because so to the lechem. Odilma, or maybe no, we maybe luchumra amrinan to be machmir and to be mechayiv for achilas lechem ishum pigul. We say that the lechem is considered together with the kvasim, but lekula to be makel and allow eating the lechem lo amrinan. That far we're not going to go. So the Gemara says, asks a question on this suffix. Maskav Rav Papa, Maidchi Yisum Avari Pligi. How do we know that in the case where the shtei lechem is still outside the azara, that's what they're arguing about? Dilma b'Yisnu Avrayi. Maybe if the lechem is still outside of the azara, Dukuli Amlo Pligi Dein Zrikam Alas Liotze. Maybe both Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Akiva would agree that the zrika is not going to help for lechem that's outside of the azara. It's not going to become pigle through zrika sadam with the machsheves pigle. Ubahadar Ailinu Pligi. Maybe the whole machlokas is if you brought the shtei lechem back into the azara before the zrika. So what happened? You did the shkita, then the shtei lechem left the azara, then the shtei lechem came back into the azara, then you did the zrika. Rabbi Lazar savar la karebi damar shkita mekadsha. So if silu biyotze, Rabbi Lazar holds the shkita was mekadish the shtei lechem, so the shtei lechem became pasul biyotze. Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva holds that the shtei lechem becomes in spagel at the shas zrika sadam. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, damar shkita lo mekadsha. The shechita was never mekadesh the lechem in the first place, and therefore, when the lechem left after the shechita, it didn't become puzzle. And as long as it got back into the azara before the zrika is mekadesh it. So the lechem, if you do a zrika with a machsheves pigle, the lechem will become pigle itself. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a kasha. Hi, Mai. If Rabbi Akiva says that the lechem becomes pigul, holds like Rebbe, damar shechita mekadesh luhu, that the shechita is already mekadesh the lechem, haynu dekama Rabbi Akiva dekadesh luhu b'shechita. And then I understand why Rabbi Akiva says that the shtei lechem becomes kadosh with shechita, va'asya zrika, v'kavalu pigul. And then the zrika with a machshava of chutzuzmano is going to make it pigul. Eli iam rekrablaz Rabbi Shimon svirlei. But if you hold that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, Damar zvicha lo mekadsha, who says that when you shecht it, you haven't been mekadesh it at all. Zrikas pigul mi mekadsha. So what? The zrika is what's supposed to be mekadesh it. But over here, your zrika was a zrikas pigul. Does a zrika with the machsheves pigul, does it have the capacity to be mekadesh the shtei lechem and be mefagel it all at the same time? Vam Rav Gidol Amrav, didn't Rav Gidol Amrav tell us, zrikas pigul einam avili de mi'ila, veinam otziyam de mi'ila. A zrika that itself is a zrikas pigul that you're having machshava of chutz zmano is not going to be mekadish something to make it subject to mi'ila, nor will it take it out of the parsha of mi'ila. Einam avili de mi'ila b'yisuri kachim kalim. When we're talking about yisuri kachim kalim, that before the zrika, it belonged to the bailim and it wasn't subject to mi'ila, and the zrikas hadam is what's supposed to make it, make a part of it belong legavoa and become subject to Mi'ila. A zrikas pigul is not going to do that. It's not going to take part of it and make it something that belongs legavoa and is subject to Mi'ila. By basa kache kachim, before the zrikas hadam, it was mamon gavoa. It was completely subject to Mi'ila. It's only the zrika that would normally be matir, the basar, for kohanim to eat, which means it's the zrika that takes away the mi'ila, but a zrika's pigul is not matir anything ba'achila, so it's not going to take away the mi'ila. So you see that a zrika's pigul is not considered a zrika as far as mi'ila is concerned. It's not considered a zrika at all. So by the shtei alechem, it should not be a zrika's pigul should not be mekadesh the shtei alechem and make it pigle simultaneously. So you see that the svar of Rabbi Akiva that the lechem becomes pigle is not because he holds like Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon that the lechem only becomes kadosh at the shas zrika, not at the shas shchita. He must hold like Rabbi that it becomes kadosh at the shas shchita. Okay, so now that it's kadosh, when you then do zrika's pigle, it's able to now affect the lechem, and the lechem will now become pigle. So the raya comes back that zrika shelo lishma is matir lechem. Ba'achila. Says the Gemara, haven't we already rejected Rav Gidol Amarav in Maseches Me'ila? So you can't bring a raya from Rav Gidol Amarav over here, and therefore Rav Papa's kasha on Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Safek remains intact. period. So that's the end of that discussion. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Rabbi Yirmiyah's with a new discussion. Be'ez Hashem, a brand new discussion tomorrow with the Bayim and Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira.